Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I am your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about whatever June 10th, 2016 has to talk about, and those things include movies. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows with $35 million. And by my count, I believe this is the sixth feature film starring the Turtles, because you had the three puppet ones from the Henson era, you had the CG one, and then you got these two. So if there's another one, I'm forgetting it. But as far as theatricals go, that's six. That's not bad. That's like, Batman's only had nine? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, plus Phantasm, nine. So nine. It's a good run. X-Men Apocalypse is X-Men number 32, I'm guessing. $22.8 million. Me Before You, $18.7 million. Alice Through the Looking Glass was number four with $11.3 million. And rounding out the top five are the Angry Birds. You will find out why they are angry, because $10 million worth of people saw last weekend how angry they were about pigs. New this week, The Conjuring 2, Now You See Me 2, Careful What You Wish For, and Warcraft. Warcraft is breaking all kinds of records in China at the box office, which is very impressive, but its Rotten Tomatoes rating yesterday was 23% in the US, and oh, it's up to 26% today, so someone liked it. That's good. Maybe you will. I don't know. I don't know what your taste in movies is, but you can see that movie if you like. Suicide Squad has a PG-13 rating, so with the super evil, crazy villains with Jared Leto doing things and then mailing those things to people and all that other stuff, Deadpool's got the R, so I'm assuming contractual reasons, DVD director's got, who knows, but either way, here's hoping it's gonna be good. Gordie Howe, known to Simpsons fans as the guy whose Bart used a picture for to write love letters to Mrs. Krabappel, died this week. He was also a hockey player. He was 88. On sale, Entertainment Earth. It's time to buy something for dads and grads. You've been putting it off, so stop doing that. We have a free shipping offer, but that's not enough. We also marked down a few items for you. This week we have 25% off select items for Pop and your recent graduate, including Marvel Legends, chair capes, ties, goblets, and all kinds of goodies from basically every license you could possibly want, except for the ones that aren't on sale, which I must say for legal purposes. Check those out at entertainmentearth.com today, as well as daily deals and other exciting items that might be just the thing you need for the person that you didn't feel like giving a gift card or a check to. In toy news, we got some interesting goodies. O'Neill Design had another drop this week with a real surprise, the first new Outer Spaceman action figure in over 2 years. Yeah. That line, for those not in the know, was a revival of a 1960s line, which is turning 50 this year, with creatures from various planets in our solar system, plus a few places from beyond those reaches. The new Orbitron figure sold out in a couple hours. He was a redecorated man from Uranus, this time to look a little bit more like a creature from this island Earth. You can find more about those if you plug O'Neill Design into Google. I am quite fond of them. We don't sell them because it's a small indie line, but it's a good thing to look at. We also had some new exclusives go up this week, including the Wonder Woman pink chair cape for the summer convention season, Batman Beyond as well, and I'm particularly excited about this, the Space Ghost Glow-in-the-Dark 1/12 scale collective action figure from Mezco Toys. If you don't know what these are, basically they're $70-ish, and they're 1/12 scale figures, meaning they're 6 inches tall, but they have all of the articulation, detail, accessories, and general oomph that you would expect out of a really good 1/6 scale figure from the companies that make the really, really high-end stuff. I am cheap, and space is, I don't want to say a limiting factor, but the honest thing is, when you get big stuff, you kind of feel bad when you can't make a museum display of it. But these guys are just the right size for a desk or a shelf. I got Mr. Spock on my desk. I very much like it. When they mentioned they were doing Space Ghost, I said, ooh, I want to have an exclusive of that. And that's why we have a glow-in-the-dark Space Ghost today. I would love it if you order one too. I ordered one this week, and I think it's going to do quite well. If not, well, But it has a bunch of different hands, armbands that shoot out the lasers and stuff, and I loved Space Ghost Coast to Coast, and especially all that early Adult Swim stuff. This was pre-Adult Swim, but the stuff it begat was all very nice. And it's a neat looking figure. I haven't seen the final yet. Looking forward to it. It's a good format that I would recommend looking into if you haven't already. Just be careful because if you buy one, you're like, this is amazing. I have to get another one of these. And you know how that goes. So buy this one. What else do we have? Oh, we received the Batman Returns Penguin quarter scale action figure. It's Danny DeVito as the Penguin. Danny DeVito is known to modern audiences as one Frank Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Before that, he was best known as Louis De Palma on Taxi, which is another great show. He's really good. He just shows up and does things that are fantastic. So I don't know how do you do that? I can't do that. Anyway, those are just some of the great new items added to our site this week. We're adding new stuff every day. We added some new things this morning, including Funko Doug from Up, the Pixar movie, and some other stuff. Let me make sure we actually added that, because otherwise I'll have to go back and edit it out of the show. So I'll just do that, and you guys just busy yourself. Think about something fun, like hats or ninjas, or yeah, Doug's up. He's due in July, and you can order him today. We also added a bunch of other stuff, so check out the new products tab at the top of our website, and we will show you new products. See you next time, everybody. Check us out on Twitter at EntEarth, and check out our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com. P.S. No exclusives next week. Tuesday, be there.